We're Alive, a story of survival.
Chapter 45. Distorted Truths. Part 2 of 3.
But what happens if she comes back here to the house?
Well, then we'll come back. I just set up one of Michael's spotters outside the property. If anyone comes by, we'll know.
She won't. She doesn't know about this place. I told you that. That's why I was there.
Get in the back seat now.
Here, tie his handcuffs to the floor. We don't need him trying anything. Yeah, Colony, there, the other place. Come in.
Still dead?
Yeah, nothing. We need to get to a, well...
What?
He's tied down.
Well, come here. We need to get to one of those safe houses hard lines. Oh, those could still work.
Take him with us?
Well, just drop me off somewhere near. Like, here. I'll double back and I'll make the call. We need to warn them. If Scratch is going after one of their convoys, they need to know now. Right now.
All right, get in.
I don't suppose you can loosen this up a little? It's really digging in.
Ha.
Yeah, keep talking, and maybe I'll consider it. You said she wasn't going back to the house. Why?
She doesn't know about it. Only a few of us did.
Well, who else?
Well, only me now. The rest are dead.
Why?
Did you get a look at that place? Search around in the house?
Didn't have much time to, but did have a weird smell.
That smell's a combination of things. Cheese heroin, GHB, crocodile, we made it all there. And maybe weed, if it's still alive anyway.
What? No one else knew?
Dorai didn't want anyone using anymore, but a few of the other prisoners still wanted their fix, so I found and set up the greenhouse. I worked there. Scratch had no idea either.
You made that stuff? That's all drugs, right?
Yeah. Where do you think my name comes from? But we weren't able to finish much of what we started. Only a few batches. Didn't get to spend a lot of time there moving around as much as we did. It was the only place I could think to go. After I left her.
You left her?
You know she's crazy. You think I want to spend the rest of my life running around living like that? Who'd kill me first? Her? Those things? Or maybe even you all?
Well, why now? What set you off?
You kidding me? I'm tired of it. She's pushed this grudge thing to a whole new extreme. It just ended up being a good time to get away.
Like how long we talking?
Barely a day. Right after she left to follow the convoy I told you about. She figured one of them knew where that girl was. Strings and Hammer went with her.
Well, those are two other Maulers?
Yes. Only two I know of that didn't disappear.
And you don't mind telling us all of this?
On the list of crazies, you're ranked a lot lower right now.
Where were you planning on going?
I didn't get that far. It just happened. I looped around damn near everywhere to make sure I wasn't followed. I was exhausted, and the greenhouse was the only place I thought to go.
To use your drugs?
No. I don't use them. I rarely ever did. You don't get it. That stuff has power over those people. It's not some old gang or family bullshit. It's not even having to point a gun to anyone's head. You control that stuff. You can control them. Or could have. That was my plan. Didn't really work out that way.
How do we know any of this is true?
Go back to the house. Look at the place. Why lie when you can see it for yourself?
Could be traps there. You pushing us into them?
There's only the ones to keep those monsters out, but lately they have been less of a problem. I'm sorry for what she did to you. I am. You have to believe me that I went from being one type of prisoner to another. If it's any consolation, I was against the whole killing of your friend Angel, but he was dying.
You ever say his name to me again, and I will make it the last word you say. Got it? Got it?
Sorry. Very sorry about that.
All right, shut up, okay?
I'm gonna drop you off here, okay, Bert? Just go quick.
You gonna be okay with him in here?
Is he going to be okay with me?
I won't even breathe.
I'm driving up to the colony's gate right now. Can someone open it?
Anything?
No. They should have been able to hear us by now. Oh, no. Batteries are dead. By the time I get the charger out, we'll be there.
You know the code?
Yeah. I can do it. Inside the colony, most everyone was gone. We saw Pete and Max in the distance, but the rest was like a ghost town. And whatever protocols were there for going in and out of this place were gone now. No one checked us coming in.
What the hell happened? Are they all gone already?
That was fast. In the distance, I could see the Pelican, sitting in the middle of the parking lot. A few people were standing around the back. I knew from the looks on everyone's faces that something was wrong. Pegs was the first to see us and came running up.
Oh my God, you're okay.
What happened?
We've been trying to call.
The relays are completely down. We can't get a hold of anyone.
What happened?
Wait. Where is Datu? Him too.
What? Who else? Who?
Lizzie.
Tanya was sitting by the helicopter, watching Pete and Max wheel away someone on a stretcher. There was a tarp draped over her.
Complications during childbirth. I did everything I could. We were able to save the baby. He's with CJ now, but...
Where's Kelly?
Someone had to be in the radio room in case you called.
Saul. What about Saul? Where is he?
I don't know where he went.
He ran off after we landed.
I need to go find him.
But don't...
Just stay here.
I tried to talk to him, but he just pushed me away.
Saul!
I looked everywhere for him. I don't think he wanted to be found. Then I thought, he might be with his other girl.
Saul? Saul!
I found him sitting on a bench in the backyard with Lady. He just kept throwing the ball and the dog kept bringing it back. He stared at the ground, not even bothering to look up. Saul.
Not now.
I'm so sorry, man.
I don't want to talk.
Oh. Okay.
That means leave me alone.
Lady's here.
She's different. She's not bothering me.
Where's your son?
I don't know.
But he's okay?
He's fine, and I don't want to talk about it.
That's okay. I can just sit here. I don't have to say anything.
I keep telling myself this isn't real. This isn't happening. She's okay. I'm gonna wake up and she's gonna be right there. She's all I had.
You still have a lot.
What do I have?
You have your son now. He made it. And you have your mom and no one else here.
I can't even look at them right now. Every time I see their faces, I just... They took her away from me. I know it's not fair, but I can't see it any different. And that makes me feel horrible.
I don't know what happened. But you can't blame them.
You think I want to?
Easy, man. Easy.
The weather was crazy, but I flew us to the colony and we landed here a while ago, but we didn't know what to do with her.
Come here, Tanya.
I did everything I could.
Yeah, I know you did.
Well, Saul doesn't think so. Victor's talking to him now. It's gonna be okay.
No, it's not. He blames me for everything. I tried. I really did. I don't know what else I could have done.
Hey, have a seat, okay? Deep breaths. And Tanya, you did save someone. Where are they taking her?
The graveyard outside the walls. Lizzie will go there where Angel is. And Datu?
We couldn't bring him back. But we laid him to rest.
So what do we do now? Oh, hey, CJ.
Nicholas is sleeping in the first house there. With Hope.
Oh, that's his name.
Glad to see you made it back. I was worried.
Wait. But Hope's blind. He's like a day old.
It's okay. Trust me. When he wakes up, she'll get us. We have bigger things to deal with right now.
Look, I tried to call, but the radios are out. Like, everywhere.
I know. Just about every relay is down, and the one here got all waterlogged and shorted out the batteries... Only short range now, and... Where's Datu?
Did he change?
No, no. We were able to, you know, before.
Was it okay?
It was painless.
What else? Where did you guys go?
A lot happened.
I can see that. You're filthy.
There's a lot to fill you in on.
Michael, I don't know if now's a good time.
It's okay. I want to know what happened.
Me too.
Well, I guess it'd be a distraction. I just didn't know if you were, you know, ready.
If it's important, say it.
All right. Well, if we're getting into it, I'll start first. Bert and Riley just called.
What? When?
Kelly got off the line right before you got here, Michael. They said they got a Mahler.
Who?
Tardust. He was apparently feeding them some story that Scratch was going to ambush one of our convoys on the way out of here, but we checked and they all made it to their places fine. No attacks, nothing suspicious at all.
How did you talk to the convoys? The radios are all out.
Well, they were instructed to set up microwave relays once they all got to where they were going, all pointed here. So, Kelly told Bert the convoys were fine, and Tardus was probably feeding him a line to freak us out. And she also told him about Lizzie. And updated him about what's been going on. He's gonna call back if he finds out anything more.
So, she is still out there. Scratch.
Who knows? Tardus doesn't have a lot of leverage right now. Could be just some story. Bert thinks he might be trying to save his own skin. She might even be dead. We don't know.
Wait. What about Dunbar? No one's there right now. Could someone...
That place has been empty before. I'm not worried about it. There's enough surveillance and security alarms. You'd know if someone or something tried anything. Now, what about you?
Well, you might as well sit. This might take a while. You won't believe where we were. It sounded crazy. Datu being able to read the address, finding the church, the tunnels, the arena. I was starting to think I might be losing it a little. I was already running on no sleep from the night before. At least I had the pictures to prove it all. The weird part about telling them was that it seemed to help their spirits. Something else to think about, I guess.
That's where the address came from. Datu could read those scribbles?
Well, Vic and I didn't want to try and explain it over the radio before, and I barely believe it now.
Could anyone else read that?
Who, me? No. Saul saw the same stuff, too. He didn't react to it either.
Well, I guess that means you're not changing. At least, not like Datu.
Was there any doubt?
Hard to ignore someone carrying a bite mark, no matter what the tests say.
Well, now you can.
But still, how could he read that stuff?
When you turn, your body goes through a lot of changes. That I've been able to see and document. But we don't really know about the mind. The best we have is what Datu was able to describe. Part of the process may have been like rewiring his brain. If the brain changes as much as the body, who knows what else might be going on up there.
But how could he learn a whole new language like that?
Well, some of the scribbles on that shopping list could still be English. So maybe whatever was changing in Datu let him interpret what they said. At least that's how I saw it.
That might be the case, but I don't know.
Then why was there some text still on the list that we could read? There's English in our letters at the top.
Yeah. Vic and I thought it might have been intentional. Maybe like another one of his traps.
Could be. Or it could be a mistake. The one thing's for certain, whoever wrote one half could still understand and write the other. The handwriting, as far as I can tell, is the same.
Could the tattoo guy have made that?
I wouldn't doubt it. He's shown that he's retaining a lot of his previous self. Now that would prove it. But this symbol, it doesn't look like the rest of the writing. Datu recognized it as a stop or something?
Yeah. And it was on the only room that wasn't broken into. The body rotted in there, right?
Maybe that was Ink's way of seeing if the bigger ones could interpret them, too. But that doesn't explain why Datu couldn't read the other symbols on the door at the jail. Then again, he didn't turn all the way. We also don't know Ink's amount of involvement there. Maybe this is him trying to train them and it didn't work. I don't know, just a theory.
There were other symbols we saw, but we couldn't get pictures at the time. Datu said they meant something. Not that he could read it, like the writing on the paper. I think you're right, they are different.
So the symbols could be more of an innate reaction. Maybe. Responding to them on a level that's instinctive. I know it can happen in animals, reacting to pattern recognition.
Really?
We do it as humans all the time. You see a smile or a frown, you know what that means without being taught it. This symbol stuff might be more complicated, but to them it might make sense, just not to us. The more I think about it, that's probably what these are. Because if those little ones were actually born, they wouldn't know English.
But we heard one of them say something. It sounded like die.
That would mean he's teaching them. Part of that full control I was talking about. No pre-existing conditioning. Created for one purpose. Make things die.
Hold on. Back up. Is there any way you could find a way to translate any of it? The marks or symbols?
Doubtful. I spent a lot of time already looking for patterns. It's pretty incoherent and random. And Kelly and I have been researching for any reference to the symbol since Puck came back. No luck so far.
Look, I think we're getting hung up on the wrong part of the story. After the jail, obviously, this is where he tried another time. Take one more look at what we saw in the arena. Why couldn't Roberts be doing that again?
Well, hold on a second. Let me get to those pictures.
Yeah, I hate to think of him getting back more of his number kinds. We were fortunate to kill the ones we did.
Or worse, what if it's something new? Why else would they need more of that pholus, I don't know, that stuff, or whatever he's given them? Obviously, he used that stuff again for the numbered kinds, too, right?
Well, that makes sense. But he's improving how he's doing it. The big ones couldn't fully handle the change because he injected it directly into them. The next attempt, he gave it to the pregnant mothers to pass it along. They changed, but in different ways. He's perfecting the process.
What happens when he gets it right?
What are you going to do?
Well, the first thing we need to do is speed up relocating everyone who's left to Dunbar. We don't have enough support to keep this place going. The colony's too spread out.
Well, I don't want to move Puck, not yet. He's in no condition.
Well, what if we get him stable enough to fly him there? That way we could relocate the helicopter, too.
That might not be possible. I don't think there's enough fuel to make it.
We use the last of it to drop off the teams and pick up Lizzie. I guess we could leave Pete and Max here to look after him. That way they could keep working on the water pump.
Okay, sure. We regroup at Dunbar. But then what? How can you even find where they are now? You said the one tunnel you went through was closed off and probably the exit in the arena, too.
Why not just look for big piles of dirt? It had to go somewhere.
Well, we haven't seen any so far, and I think we'd notice something like that. I guess we'll have to do some more searching. We have extra spotters out there, not really being used right now. We can stage them around the area and see if we spot any.
You really think you'll be able to even get close to one of those entrances now? They could smell you a mile away, probably why they close those ways in and out.
Yeah, you're right. Even if we found something, by finding it, we'd expose ourselves.
What about Cody? That robot thing. Can it set them up?
No, that would take a very long time. It's not really designed for those types of tasks. And I have other ideas about how to use Cody in the tunnels. But it won't be an option if we don't know where to get in.
Well, you could try the clone Victor used.
They still closed up the tunnels. That only seemed to confuse him a little.
Oh, right.
Yeah, well, I can't think of anything.
Me either. I set up cameras outside the colony once, but that... No, we don't know how far they could smell us.
Let me see the camera. I want to see the tunnel entrance again.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, shit, I think I deleted one.
What?
You backed it up already, right?
No, I...
No, oh, no, wait. It's still here.
I'm getting my laptop to download them. I don't want to accidentally lose any of that.
I didn't get a good look before. You mind if I...
Go ahead.
He injected the ones at the jail. Directly.
Yeah, I would think so.
But the mother you saw in the picture from the arena, she was given the fullest stuff, maybe so... So why is that any different? Wouldn't she become like them, big and bulky?
You know, we don't know enough about how he did it. Timing and dosage are probably a big factor. The body changes a lot when it's initially turning. Maybe that's when he injected those people in solitary. Those mothers might have been turned long before.
Any idea if what Victor said could be true? Were they pregnant before?
You know, there's really no way to know for certain. Just one of the many blanks that won't be filled in.
Well, can they reproduce?
Hadn't really thought about it much. There's already enough of them. Oh, I hate to think of the possibility of more.
Here, connect the cable.
Oh, great, that's better. It was hard to see on this little screen.
You're going too fast.
You've seen these before. I want to make sure you didn't really delete any.
I said it was fine.
Wait. What is that?
Oh. Fatu must have taken a picture and he was setting up the cameras. This is the outside of the church.
Is the marking on there somewhere?
Oh, no. It'd be just out of frame over here to the right.
Damn. Thought we could maybe look around for something similar, you know, other scratches elsewhere.
Still have to get close to find it.
Yeah, and good luck seeing it. We would have completely missed it if it wasn't for Datu.
Well, maybe there's more.
The rest are all when the camera was somewhere else, as a spotter.
A lot more dogs than I would have thought. I don't hear any barking or howling at night.
That makes sense. The quiet ones lived.
Wait, there's a zombie. That's one, right?
Yeah, we've seen a few, but they're by themselves. We call them lone wolves.
Stop, there's two in that one.
Shit. Did we not look at this picture?
You're asking us?
No, we didn't review it. We just grabbed the spotter to take it to the church.
Three in one shot.
Yeah, but look, they're not going in the same direction. One that way, two the other. You see? It's almost stop motion. They just pass each other.
Hold on. That's not one of them. He's... Well, human.
What?
The single, going the opposite way, that's Duncan. He lived at Dunbar before.
You sure? Here, I'll zoom in.
Yeah, that's definitely Duncan.
You knew him?
Was part of my building before... He kind of lost it. Went a little crazy. He was one of the few who survived the attack.
And there he goes, right past the others, unnoticed.
But how?
Angel wrote about someone like that in his journal. Hold on a sec, I have my flash drive.
Wait. You have everyone's files on there?
It's encrypted, don't worry.
That whole thing was your password?
Told you didn't have to worry. Oh, here they are. Skittles. Yeah. Here, this part. I couldn't outrun, he's talking about the fast ones, so I had to hide. Never found me. I stayed in a trash can all night. And in another part, not the brains. I think he means the smarter ones. You can't get away from those or hide. What if it's the same guy? Duncan was one of the only ones to survive that attack, and he's lived out there all this time. And look, he's just walking right past them.
They don't see him?
Or they don't recognize him. I don't know.
What if he smells different?
What?
Yeah, like you said about them closing the tunnels. And all those sweat experiments we did back in the day, they're attracted to us. And maybe not him. That's why he's still alive. It's stupid, right?
No. It's perfect.
Really?
Wait, where was this guy, Skittles? Where did Angel last see him?
Some water tower, near Bill. But that was a long time ago.
You aren't suggesting...
Oh, yeah. I think so. Let's just hope he's still there.
Join us again Monday for the next episode of We're Alive. Starring Jim Gleason,
Otto Sterk,
Nate Gies,
Shirley Jordan,
Elisa Elliott, Scott Marvin, Claire Doden, and David Pevsner. I'm Michael Swan. Written and directed by Casey Wayland.
Line producers Blair Wayland and Grayson Stone.
Zinterns Ray Husky and Lauren Kroon.
Voice cut by Brent McLean.
Assistant director Elisa Elliott.
Edited by Phil Englert and Casey Wayland.
Music selections and intro by Brother Dan. Produced by Casey Wayland and Grayson Stone. We're Alive. The serial audio drama was created by Shane Salk and Casey Wayland. For a complete list of crew, please visit www.zombiepodcast.com. This has been a Wayland production.